Well, unfortunately, we were looking forward to welcoming to the studio two people to talk to us about an event happening over at the Jam Jar on the 13th of July between 6 and 9 p.m. And such a shame. Their taxi that they were in on the way to the studio was involved in an accident. They're fine, thankfully, but they're busy with police, etc., etc. So they're not going to be able to make it. And we tried to get a phone call, but they've done their very best, but unfortunately they can't make it. So it's down to me to tell you a little bit more about it. We were going to be welcoming Paul Ski, who runs a non-profit foundation in the US supporting youth through music, dance and the arts. It's called the Mighty Four, number four, Arts Foundation. They also have a website if you'd like to find out more, www.mighty4.com. And it aims to create a positive outlook for the youth and empowers them with tools to drive their creativity, fueled by music, art and dance. And they hope to educate and provide a foundation for future artists. I think it just sounds absolutely wonderful. They have a festival, as I understand, every year. And It was set up in 1998 and it has served the San Francisco Bay Area's only annual hip-hop cultural festival. They provide hip-hop enthusiasts and spectators of all ages with quality edutainment. It's now in its 14th year of existence, Mighty Four, and it's expanded across the world to as many 40-plus cities and growing. But the annual San Francisco Festival still remains the main home base anniversary, bringing in thousands of attendees and supporters for the three-day event. Well, as I said, they are part of this event happening here in Dubai, and Paul Ski is here just for the event. They've teamed up with James De Valera, who, a.k.a. Break DJ Lobito is his name. They run programs, workshops and events supporting youth through music, again, dance and the arts. And what a wonderful way, I think, to get the community involved through music. He's also the founder of Build, which is a growing initiative to engage the creative community to take part in projects for youth and education and empowerment, charity events and other positive activities. So as I understand it, the event happening over at the Jam Jar will be bringing musicians together to raise money, to raise and support, to hopefully try to rebuild a community youth centre in Gaza, which provides a really much needed outlet for the children of the area. As I understand, the old centre was actually lost in 2009 in a bombing. So there's members of the Dubai creative community. They've donated artwork and photographs in support of a silent auction taking place this Friday at the Jam Jar to help the cause, and all artwork and photos will be displayed throughout the event. You'll also have local musicians and DJs performing there, and there'll be a b-boy battle taking place, as I said, all the fundraising will go towards rebuilding a youth centre in Gaza. Well, if you'd like to find out more and head down there, why not check out the Jam Jar's website? It's www.thejamjardubai.com, and so it's taking place on the 13th. The time is between 6 and 9 p.m. Well, let me head back to the SMSs now and see if we have, we'll choose a winner for the wonderful prize to go to see the Treasures of the World's Cultures exhibition. That's in Abu Dhabi and it's over at the Madinat Al Sadiat. And the winner is Steve. Congratulations to you. Now, I know there's various different, probably, translations for Manarat Al Sadiat. I went with what was on the website. So I excuse it if people don't agree with me, but this is exactly what was on the website. So they say that Manarat Al Sadiat literally means the place of enlightenment. So that's, as I said, the prize goes to Steve. Congratulations to you. I'm sure someone will be contacting you later on today to get in touch with you to find out how they can give your tickets to you.